Wherever there's repentance, there's cleansing. It doesn't matter what you've done. If you come in brokenness, you can hear those words just as sweet spoken to your own heart. Be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven. What a glorious, sweet sound that is when you hear those words. Be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven. All right, let's notice also that he had authority over men. Matthew chapter 9, again in verse 9. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he saith unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. Now that's authority, isn't it? Matthew, I know you're busy. I know you're right in the middle of your day's work. I know that this is what you need to take care of your family. I know you're a working man. I know you have responsibility. But Matthew, follow me. Yes, Lord. Drops everything, leaves his business, leaves his work, and follows the Lord Jesus. Because he had authority over men. I think of the illustration in the Old Testament of Jacob, who wrestled with the angel all night long. And at the end of his night of wrestling, the angel said unto him, Thou art no longer called Jacob, but your name is Israel, which means Prince of God. Because you have prevailed, you have power with God and power with men. And our Lord Jesus had power or authority over men. He had the authority to influence them and simply just to speak a simple word, follow me. And they left everything and followed him. He went over there where Peter was and said, Peter, follow me. And he left his nets and followed him. He found John and his brother and said to them, follow me. And they left their nets and they followed him. He had authority over men. Imagine this in our own day. Could we do it? Would it even happen here in Lancaster County? I've got my farm. It's a big farm. Lots going on here. Many cows to milk. All this to do. Jesus says, follow me. And it's all just laid aside. And away we go to follow the Lord Jesus. Does he have authority over men today? Could he do that here in Lancaster County? What would happen? The King of Glory's kingdom is made up of men and women. The same responses are in order today. If the King says, go to Africa, then you sell everything and go to Africa. If the King says, go to Jamaica, you drop your work. You forget about your wage. You forget about all the details and you go to Jamaica. If the King says, go to Montana and step into the lion's mouth, you forget about all the things. You forget about what people say. You just go there because the King said, go. I think of C.T. Studd this morning. C.T. Studd, he went to Africa. Well, he went to China, then he went to India, and he ended up in Africa. But he was a rich man. He had $1 million inheritance. $1 million inheritance, and God said, go. And C.T. Studd said, I'll go, and by the way, I'll give all my money away while I'm going. He didn't say, now look, with all this money that I have, I can take care of myself real good over there in China. No, he said, if I'm going, if God told me to go, then God will pay my way. I believe so much in the God who told me to go that God will pay my way. I'm going to give my $1 million away and go without anything. That's what C.T. Studd did. Very interesting, in the little book about his biography, it has a picture of the mansion that he used to live in, and then the mansion that he was living in, which was a mud hut down in the jungles of Africa. I wonder which one was a mansion. An account was given to me just a couple of days ago of a man who was who felt called to be a missionary to Israel. He went over to Israel and lived there and learned the Hebrew language. And after the Hebrew language was completely learned, and it seemed by all natural senses, it was time for him to get out on the streets and get busy. And just like that, God spoke to his heart and said, I want you to go back to America, and I want you to intercede for America. I want you to spend your life in secret pouring out prayers of intercession for America. And God said, go. And he's the king. And the man said, yes, Lord, and went back to America. And for 30 years, he prayed from 10 o'clock at night to 5 o'clock in the morning for 30 years. Alone. He didn't have a prayer meeting to go to. He prayed alone from 10 o'clock at night to 5 o'clock in the morning. For 30 years, he's been praying for America. He's dead now. But praise God, some of us may get to see some of the answers to his prayers. The last 12 years of his life, he didn't even leave his house. He was an invalid laying in bed, but he prayed those 12 years away in a room in his house. He didn't leave his house until they rolled him out of the house in his coffin. Why? Because the king said, go, and the king has authority over men. When the king says, go, we go. Notice also in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 10, the king had authority over his own flesh. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Now this is a very interesting account here. It may be a little hard for us even to imagine. I don't know how many in this room could sit down with a bunch of publicans and sinners and eat a meal with them. I don't know how many in this room could go sit down in a dirty old house somewhere that's filthy and smells like garbage, can sit down there and eat a meal off of a plate that you wonder whether it got washed or not. I don't know how many are in this room that can do that. I don't know how many in this room have enough strength, authority over their own flesh, that they're not afraid to go into Lancaster and minister to those people that are there. And many people are so afraid to go in there, they're afraid they'll get tempted and fall themselves. So they stay at home in their little monastery and do nothing for God. But Jesus had authority over his flesh. And he held his flesh in line. And he told his flesh what to do. And he told his appetite to be quiet. Because he had authority over his flesh. You see, the Pharisees, they couldn't understand that. That was so totally against their mentality. Because they had a fleshly approach to religion. Not a spiritual one, but a fleshly one. And a fleshly approach to religion will say, don't get near them sinners. Don't go anywhere near where the sinners go. You might get infected. That's the Pharisaical approach to the sinners of the world. But the Christ-like approach is to go into that filthy house where they live and sit down at their table and eat some of that food on that plate that you wonder how it's going to be. That's the way our Lord Jesus did it. He sat right in the midst of the publicans and the sinners. I think of the illustration there of our Lord when he was sitting in the house of a Pharisee, and there came in a woman, a woman of the baser sort, a woman who wasn't very nice, a woman who had been cleansed by the Savior. She came in there and began to weep and wash his feet with her tears. And the Pharisee, he looked on again and he just thought in his own heart, oh, how can he let her do that? Doesn't he know she's a sinner? God's people don't get near the sinners. No, that's not true. Pharisees don't get near the sinners, but God's people, they get near the sinners. Because they remember the pit which they were hewn from. They remember the dregs of their own sinful lives. They remember all that, and they'll go out and they'll minister to that dirty old sinner. But a Pharisee won't do it. They won't do it. You can leave that right where you want it. He had power over his body. And we do also in Christ Jesus. We have power over our body. You know, you have a choice this morning. You can be a spirit with a body, or you can be a body with a spirit. Be either one of those. I think we ought to choose this morning to be a spirit with a body. All right, let's move on. He also had authority over death. Matthew chapter 9, verse 18. See, we'll read verse 18 and 19 and then drop down to verse 23 for the sake of time. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Boy, somebody had faith. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And then the woman with the issue of blood breaks in here, and we're not going to read that, but move down to verse 23. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house, and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, Give place, be out of the room, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose, and the fame hereof went abroad into all the land. Now there he didn't even say a word. He just reached out and got a hold of her hand, and she came back to life again. The king had authority over death. The scriptures say in 1 Corinthians 15, O death, where is thy sting? The king still has authority over death. Yes, he triumphed over death and hell. He has authority over death. We don't have to be afraid of dying anymore because we've got the hope of heaven in our heart because of the king. He has authority over death. But may I say this morning, he also has authority over physical death still. I believe that God can raise somebody from the dead. I believe that God has raised people from the dead. After Jesus went back to glory, God has raised people from the dead. People who were dead came back to life because of Jesus. I believe that. Do you? I believe it. I mean, it happened. Why should we stick our head in the sand and act like it doesn't happen? Why should we say, oh, that's Pentecostalism, that's charismatic, we're not going to have anything to do with that? I don't care what you call it, God is still God. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. He's still a mighty God. We need to believe Him to be that kind of a God. He can still do that. I've never seen him do it, but I believe it. And lastly, I'd like us to notice, and I guess this last one is kind of a thermometer for us, I'd like us to notice the response of the Pharisees. Now, we've only been in two chapters, chapter 8 and chapter 9 of Matthew. All of these accounts are found in just these two chapters of the book of Matthew, and they were all inspired to convince that Jesus was in fact the King of the Jews. Look at the Pharisees' response here in Matthew chapter 9, verse 32 through 35. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Well, that's very interesting. There we have the Pharisees' interpretation of his authority. We've been looking at his authority for two chapters, and here we have the Pharisees' interpretation of his authority. He does it by Satan. All those miracles, it's because of Satan. He's doing it because the devil is in him. Well, I think this morning that we need to be careful about our own heart attitudes, about what God does. We need to be careful and not label it all as satanic. Oh, there's a miracle that happened over there. They're satanic. Isn't it a shame that among God's people they have so lost sight of the reality of a God who is alive? They've so lost their faith in that living God that now when something happens on the miraculous side, just a little bit on the miraculous side, so many people write it off and say, it's the devil. He's got the devil in him. He's part of the occult and all those kind of things. Isn't that interesting how that happens? Well, this morning our response to the message could be a thermometer for us, to help us to see where we really are. If we sit here this morning and we say, now, wait a minute, that's a little extreme. God raising somebody from the dead? Well, He's never brought anybody back from the dead in this place, but He's raised a whole lot of people from the dead in this place. I mean, if He can transform us from death unto life, from the power of Satan unto the power of God, from the kingdom of Satan unto the kingdom of God, from death unto life, from darkness unto light, surely He can bring somebody back from the dead. That's a little thing for our God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I thought it was also interesting in my study to notice Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. After this authority is proven so clearly, I mean unquestionably, then in Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, and when he had called unto him the 12 disciples, he gave them power, and that word is authority, against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. And he sent them out to preach the gospel. He had authority. His authority was clear. His authority was proven. And his authority was passed on unto men. Now here we are. Now we are the men. Now we are the disciples. Now we are the followers of Jesus. Where's our authority? Turn to Matthew chapter 21 yet. I am afraid too many people are too proud. They miss the King. His kingdom is now. His kingdom is at work now. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom is being built now. It's reality now. You cannot see it with these eyes, although you can see some of it with these eyes. But you must see it with these. And if you don't have eyes to see the King in all His glory, if you do not have eyes to see the kingdom and what is going on in the kingdom, maybe there's something wrong with your eyes. Matthew chapter 21, and when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus 2 disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her. Loose them, and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees, and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Another one of the Gospels says, Hosanna to the King! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest, they said. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? Who is this? It's your king. Jerusalem, it's your king. And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God, notice his authority again, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple. And overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased, and said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea, have ye never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Oh, we see the King in these Scriptures. He's the King. He's been the King all along, but here he begins to unveil his kingship in a small way to fit into the prophecy of the Scriptures of the Old Testament that the King will come, and he'll come riding on an ass, and he'll come meek and lowly, but he's the King. It doesn't matter if he comes meek and lowly, he's still the King, and he's the King of glory, and he's the King of all. He's the King of the heavens and the earth. He's the King. But they did not see it. They did not know him. They did not understand him, because he did not come wearing precious robes. He did not come living in a palace. He did not come riding in a big fancy Cadillac and living in a mansion somewhere and having money to give away in every direction. He did not come like that, and therefore so many missed him. Instead, these were his words. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. They didn't want to hear that. They wanted to hear the King say, I have all power. I'll subdue your enemies. I'll give you a place in my kingdom. I'll give you a nice house to live in. I'll make you number one in all the nations of the earth. That's what they wanted to hear. But instead he said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my burden, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But some saw the King. Some saw the King. Pilate said to the Jews, Behold, your King. And the Jews turned back and said, Crucify him. They had no idea the power of those words. Those were exactly the words in Zechariah, Behold, your King. Pilate had no idea what words he was saying when he said to all of them there, Behold, your King. And they looked upon that king. And there he was, humble, meek, of no reputation, counted to be nothing. And they said, crucify him instead of crown him Lord of all. They said, crucify him. But yet he was the king. Turn yet to Psalm 45 and we'll close. My heart is inditing a good matter. That word inditing means bubbling over. My heart is bubbling over about a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Talking about the King. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Oh, can't we see it? Can't we see? That's the way it was. Yes, he was a king. His lips, he was fairer than the children of men. Grace poured out of his lips. God's blessing was upon him. He did have a sword upon his thigh. He did have glory and majesty. And he rode prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And his right hand taught him many things. And he had arrows. And his arrows went into the heart of the king's enemies. And the people fell underneath him. Verse 6. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter, or a scepter of righteousness. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad, king's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious. Within her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. Behold your king. He has authority. You know, the Bible says in the New Testament that we are seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I believe there's some ruling and reigning to do in this life. I do believe that we'll rule and reign with Christ in the one to come, but I believe there's some ruling and reigning that needs to be done in this life. For the King is our King. He is the King of the kingdom. Let's submit our lives totally, unreservedly, without question, and without fear unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Shall we kneel together for prayer? Our Father, God, we come to you in Jesus' name. We do behold our King this morning, Lord. He is beautiful. He is the altogether lovely one. Oh, Father, there are many things in that psalm that we just read about our King. God, we thank you that you called us out of the kingdom of Satan and into the kingdom of your dear Son this morning. God, we acknowledge that He has authority. Oh, Father, I pray You know the needs that are in this room this morning, Lord. You know the fainting hearts that are here today. You know the struggling hearts, O God. You know the mocking hearts that are here, dear Father. All those different responses are here today. Some of us are rejoicing. Some of us are reveling in the beauty of our King. Some of us are struggling this morning and wondering, can He meet my needs? Others are mocking and making fun, O God, of the King. Lord, I just lay the congregation of people before You this morning, God. And I pray, let the King do the work in the hearts and lives of the people, Lord. I pray that You'll go with each one from this place, Father. I pray that You'll meet each one of the needs. I pray, Lord, that You'll minister to the struggling hearts this morning and tell them who You are, Lord. Tell them of Your power. Tell them of Your strength. Give them that faith. Give them that hope, Lord. Let them be like those who came to the King in the days when He walked upon the earth, who had faith in their hearts and believed that He could change their lives. Lord, let us come to You today with our needs and believe that You can change our lives. Oh, Father, we give You praise this morning, Lord. Yes, we give You praise for Jesus. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords, and He's coming again. He's coming again on a white horse someday. And He shall be that very King of kings and Lord of lords. And He'll have a sword, a two-edged sword coming out of His mouth. And He'll judge this earth in righteousness. But Lord, now, before we see all of that with our eyes, we want to submit to You by faith this morning. We want to order our lives as if we saw the King with our natural eyes sitting upon a throne. God, we want to submit to Him as if we could stand before Him in heaven and receive orders this morning. Father, I just commit the further service into Your hands. We give You praise. We thank You, Lord, for the King of glory. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Ephrata Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now.